Does having no craving mean doing things in the world knowing they won't bring lasting satisfaction? For example, planning a vacation, realizing that it will eventually end, or taking measures to cure a headache without expecting one to feel completely without it. I'm trying to understand how this will look in real life without one becoming apathetic and depressed about meaninglessness of basically all activities except meditation. How to balance ability to still enjoy life with abandoning all craving. I think some of the happiest people I've met are people who are accomplished in relinquishing craving. So one is recognizing that one, there's a difference between craving as, say, desire, and that it something that's bound up with greed, hatred, delusion, self-identification, obsession, that's always going to end up in suffering and no lasting satisfaction from that. But being able to apply oneself to, setting goals or desiring to do things. Sometimes the motivation shifts so that it isn't about me so much as about benefit, well-being, about sharing, or of goodness or virtue. So that there's a different motivation. And then desire arises, and that's more like chanda then. So then it's like a wholesome desire to do something that is somehow useful, somehow beneficial, something that's enjoyable in a way that doesn't create sticky entanglements and complications in our life. So then there's one delights in a certain simplicity or and it doesn't mean one can't plan a vacation. I'm planning a vacation. I'm going to Hawaii. It's true. I'm going to take my mom there. every year or two, I sort of decide to figure out maybe a couple of years, and every 2 years, I try to take my mom somewhere that because she's 93 now or something, and so try to do something that's special for her, and. And getting out of Canada in February, that'll be special. So that take her to Hawaii. So, and I think I'll enjoy it too. It's not totally self-serving, but. So I mean, it's sort of thinking in different ways, those are when it's cast, or you see a bit bigger picture, and then you plan things, you do things, and on a certain level, it doesn't really matter what we do, we're going to die anyway, but. You don't hold that as that's on a logical basis, but you don't live your, you have to have that as a certain perspective, but you just keep harping at it, because, so that you do make yourself miserable. that it's just sort of that recognition that there are certain things that are enjoyable, you do them, and a lot of it is when it's shared with others, that's where it changes a quality. It's something that's of benefit, not just for oneself.